ready?
Whoa, yeah, let's go.
Clap it up for me. It's the rundown. It's November 1st.
Nate's a lingerer. Teammates
done 7 blogs today.
Wow.
I did 2, Nate did 5. Not counting.
What? It's the rundown. It's November 1st. Cool. It's brought to you by Mott and Bow Jeans. Mott and Bow Jeans, they're comfortable. They are stylish. They got a little bit of stretch and a little bit of give for when personality season hits. Right now, I'm supposed to be losing 10 pounds. I think I put on weight. So I'm going to be needing my Mott and Bow Jeans because, you know, like I said, it gives you a little bit of extra room to work with. They do this sizing thing where you can get 2 pairs, try them on, send back the size that doesn't fit, pick the size that does fit. No cost. Right now, use the promo code RUNDOWN2017. You get 20% off your first order. And these jeans are already like $100 when they should be $200. I'm joking. I went down the wrong pipe.
Whoa.
Pipes got me. So go to Mott and Bow, MOTTANDBOW.com, promo code RUNDOWN2017. MOTTANDBOW.com, promo code RUNDOWN2017. The World Series. Game 7, let's go! It is one of the sexiest series we've ever seen.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Or at least in a long time, I should say.
How many beers to fuck this World Series?
0.
Yeah,
so I've had sober. Like,
but you, would
Tuesday
you be worried
morning
you'd come
sex
too fast.
With this series.
You'd come too fast.
True.
Suck
I don't even
sober.
Care, though. Because at least you did it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, there's certain times where it's just like, whatever. I don't care if I made you happy. I got to check that off.
This is for me.
I enjoyed this series no matter what.
I'm still going to tell people that it happened.
Right. Mm-hmm. So I'm surprised. I thought Verlander was going to get the job done. I certainly thought he was going to get the job done.
He did not get the job
done. Well, I thought they were going to win, I should say. Six innings, one hit through Verlander.
Semantics. He did not get the job done.
He didn't.
Yeah. Quite the little reputation you got for yourself here, Jared.
That's such a ridiculous start. He did not get the
job
done.
They didn't lose because of Justin Verlander. That's a fact.
They didn't win because of him either, so he didn't get the job done. His job was to win games.
If you watched that game last night, would you be like, Justin Verlander fucking blew that game for the Astros?
I mean, he had a 1-0 lead. He gave up 2 runs.
Yeah. That he gave up the winning run.
Yeah.
So that would be that he did not get the job done.
Is anyone going to fault Verlander for that loss specifically? You'd be like, hey, it was a good game. The Dodgers were the better team.
Well, the
statement he did not get the job done is a fact.
The job was to go there and win the ball game.
He didn't do it.
Win.
Okay. No one's saying that he was a bum. No one's saying that he fucked up. He did not get the job done.
He didn't get the job done, but he did not get the job done.
Oh, my God.
He pitched well enough to win. Is that a fact? Can we agree on this?
You know what's funny?
He pitched well enough to win.
And I respect this about you. You physically cannot. But he did not.
Yes or
he
no?
He did not.
Did Justin Verlander pitch well enough to win?
That's not the discussion.
He pitched and gave up the winning run and they lost.
The discussion was, did he get the job done? The job is not done.
Yes or no question.
You can't answer my question because you know that I'm right.
Let me ask
the job
this,
being
Jared,
done would be
Jared,
that Justin Verlander won game 6.
Did Justin Verlander go into that game saying, my job is to pitch 6 innings and give up 2 runs? Or did he go into the job saying, I need to win this ball game?
Yeah, he needed to win and he didn't.
And he didn't.
I would say before the game, if you had said Justin Verlander 6 innings pitched 2 earned runs, you'd say that was not enough to get the job done.
I would say that is enough to get the job
done. Oh, I disagree.
6 innings and 2 runs, that's not enough to get the job done?
Not in this series.
Yeah, it is because he's done it in this postseason and won.
No, I actually do agree with that. I would sign for that as an Astros fan.
I don't know. 6 innings? I would have expected more out of Verlander.
I'm pretty sure that was his exact line against the Red Sox. Like, he went like 6 innings and 2
runs. Okay, we're talking about the World Series now. What are you doing? What you did
a complete
game?
If he went into the World Series and pitched 6 innings and gave up 2 runs, is that good enough to win? Yes, it is. It is good enough to win.
I would have expected more innings out of Justin Verlander.
Okay, did you know that Clayton Kershaw is the only one to pitch fucking 7 innings in this whole World Series?
Yeah, I know. Everyone's a pussy. Fact or not?
let's move on.
Of the starting pitching of
let's
baseball.
Move on. My point being that I thought for
that's
sure when it's 6 innings, he has given up 1 hit and he had like 8 strikeouts at the time. I was like, they're going to win this game. They end up losing. What do you got on this game other than what you just said?
What, game 6?
Yeah.
Any
other highlights you want to hit as the host of the number one
digital baseball show? The Jock Peterson home run. I thought that there was, first of all, that was a bullshit home run. That might have actually been like the first opposite field home run he's hit all year.
Well, did you know that the balls are juice?
Yeah, they sure shit are, Kevin.
Is he clutch?
That was a very clutch home run, mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, Aaron
but
Dunn
is he clutch?
Shit like that. Yeah. And if he can hit a home run like that in Game 6 of the World Series, a little stamp on it.
I hate to like sound like a flip-flopper because I am all about, like, you hit a home run, you want to shove it down the pitcher's throat, certainly in Game 6 of the World Series, celebrate all you want, but that was a little bit much.
No, I disagree. That was the tone of the series. The series has been...
a lot of it.
Like, yeah. Correa, when he basically stopped at first base.
Yeah.
And, like, looked right at the dugout. Like, yeah. I have no problem with this series having as much emotion as it is because that's like
the it has only been thing I'll that say kind is of series. That if it was like the go ahead, if it was a walk off or the go ahead run, it was like it went from a 2-1 game to a 3-1 game. It just was a little bit. I don't know. He celebrated at every base.
That was a big moment.
This is what you need. You need guys like guys in the NBA, guys in the NFL, like they show emotion.
I mean, I'm about it, but I...
And they've also set the precedent that it's okay. Because had, what was it, Correa did the bat flip in LA, and then after the game, Puig and Kenley Jansen were like, yeah, like, that's cool.
That's what's up. Right.
These guys are like new age, like, it's cool.
Right.
Except for Carlos Beltran just swinging the fucking balls at his eyeball.
Well, I mean, Carlos Beltran's like a...
Shout out 06 Mets. What's up?
I mean, hey, I made the joke too, so I can laugh about it, right? I thought... There was going into the series, I was like, you know what? I feel like Beltran's gonna have like a big moment, and then I saw like his first at bat in the series, and I was like,
330
in
the postseason.
Very easy to like serve
stat. And what he did the first time around with the Astros was just disgusting.
Yeah. Right, that was Barry Bonds. He was hitting like 480.
That's when he came from the Royals.
Right, and he was just there for like 25 minutes, and he just bashed like 9 home runs in the postseason. Yeah, it was great. Anyway, there's a lot of storylines here surrounding Game 6 and now Game 7. The first being, Dan, I'm sure you're interested in this mystery European dude who has amassed $14 million betting on the postseason. I think he's just gotten like every single game right.
He's 6-for-6 in the World Series.
Oh, it's just the World Series?
Just the World Series.
Oh, I thought it was like betting throughout the whole postseason. All right, 6-for-6 in the World Series.
He's
on the Dodgers.
Letting
it all ride on the Dodgers.
$14 million.
Now, apparently he's also made some like monster UFC bets. You know, he's clearly like a big fish, high roller.
Hubs was saying but that when let it all ride, casino, they changed the odds.
So he's that dude.
Well, that makes sense.
You don't find yourself in this position by like hedging your bet, and you don't. This is chump change for this guy, but it's kind of nuts to not hedge a little bit.
Last night was also Uncle Stu Viner's 7 years in a row. He's won his World Series game of the year. So
I mean,
he said that to me before Dodgers. 7 years in a row.
Eat ass, lick clit.
Game of the year.
Right?
Stu's got like a game of the year every other week, but they always hit. Game of the year, bro.
He's the source, dude. Oh, Mr. Garbage Can! Mr. Garbage Can!
But yeah, this guy's insane. I mean, I love these stories. I love these high rollers. I can't even imagine what it must feel like to be putting $14 million on a game and not having that be... Like, I'm sure that if the Astros win, this guy will get over that within a matter of, like,
that's why I can't get too up for this, because this guy is clearly so filthy rich. What I need is, like, somehow for a gambler like you to one day have $14 million, and for some reason you let it
ride. Like a parlay, and
Because that would truly be, and this segues nicely into the next story, that would truly be, like, you would kill yourself.
Yeah.
If you lost that.
If I lost $14 million, letting it ride on, like, a super lock.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Like, Facebook Live, electric chair, that shit. You're going to watch a man kill himself. Tommy Lasorda says he's going to kill himself if the Dodgers don't win tonight.
He's going. We agreed on this, though. He's going out either way.
Like, if they win or lose,
his heart's going to explode. If they lose, he's going to blow his brains out a la the officer on the deck of the Titanic that pulls out his pistol, does a salute, blows his fucking brains out.
I think if they win, he's got a couple more years left.
Mm.
You see that gas he was throwing? I mean, like, I know I was kind of joking, but still, if you're 90 years old and you can stand up, walk to the mound, and throw it underhand?
I don't know.
That's pretty fucking good.
Yeah, but like
most 9-year-olds can't do better that.
Better than George Bush.
Remember?
Right, right, exactly. Just grabbing asses and shit.
David Copperfield.
No, he would die. He'd be the ultimate warrior. When he went into the Hall of Fame, goes on Monday Night Raw, gives the most inspirational speech ever, dies.
Well, here's what I'm worried about. I'm worried that if the Dodgers win, Tommy has like 3 beers, and that kills him.
Right.
Because that would like fuck an old guy up.
But I think he wants to die.
Yeah.
If I was 90 and I was like a lifelong Dodger and I was like, this is it, I'm going out.
It's
I'm
also,
done
they're,
here.
They're not like a Cinderella story team. Like they could win next year too.
Right. I mean, they're the Dodgers. It's, you know.
So that's why I'm thinking he might stay alive.
Yeah. I mean, what if they get Giancarlo Stanton this winter? He would probably die from hearing
that.
They're
going to do that?
They
can
could
that happen?
How?
Hey, how can the Mets get Giancarlo Stanton?
But do they have him?
You didn't see him on Kimmel?
No.
He said he would not go to the Mets because he likes playing against them too much.
You would look so good in a Mets uniform, you know that?
Mets!
I like beating up on the Mets.
You like beating up? No, Mets would not be someplace you want to go.
Did you see, by the way?
That was the most.
Essentially saying I get all my home runs against the
he
Mets.
He does. He has more home runs against the Mets than he has against any other team in baseball.
So yeah, that was the most disheartening thing I've ever heard in my life.
So why would he want to go?
You really
else?
Just like fucked me right there, Jared.
I mean, Giancarlo Stanton fucked you.
Did you that see Bryce really Harper? He carved a pumpkin and there was a Cub C in it.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm. His dog's name's Wrigley.
A little foreshadowing.
That's weird.
Just saying.
He's not going to the Yankees. Machado will. Bryce Harper, not so much.
I can't even talk.
I don't
about
know how
Yankees
we got on this. Yeah.
You brought
also
it up.
Shout
well,
out.
No, I mean,
shout out to
you
Tommy
brought up Giancarlo Stanton. Don't semantics me. You fucking brought up Giancarlo Stanton, you jerk.
I don't remember.
Yeah, you did. What if Giancarlo Stanton goes to the Dodgers?
Oh yeah, yeah. Because I'm
saying, and we started
like,
talking about free agents.
We were talking
and
about
I was talking about the other
Tommy
big free
die.
Agent
or reasons to live for.
Or not free agent, but you know, guys that can get moved.
Yeah.
Shout out to Tommy Lasorda. That picture of him playing baseball in 1793. With a baseball glove that like would fit a lobster claw, like his middle, like these two fingers were exposed, his thumb was out. I mean, that picture, gloves. Honestly, I think it was 1948. That really looked like when they were playing for like the Cincinnati Red Stockings when it was like 1893.
That was the first picture.
They played like they're in, what?
No, the Cub C wasn't real.
Oh, wasn't?
The Cub C was not real.
Okay. Breaking news. What was it?
It was just photoshopped in. Sometimes
that's good Photoshop.
Can trick you.
It's good fucking Photoshop.
You got J-Mac.
Good
you got J-Mac.
Good thing I didn't blog it. Wait, I was just about to say. Oh, yeah, yeah, the picture of him. That, like when they used
like
to
when
play
they,
the.
When they took that picture, it was one of those that was like, like smoke fell out and everything. Like
right,
a big
the
box
light bulb
take the
burst.
Picture. Yeah.
And then they played they went to a city and they would play like 16 doubleheaders in a row. And then they'd take the train out of the city. Yeah. And then that was like the whole season.
Yeah, I mean, the stat line was he struck out 25 over 15 and got the game-winning hit. It's like, yeah, because you were playing against a bunch of fucking like factory workers in the middle of the Great Depression.
Like baseball was their second job.
Right. Continuing with the World Series here, Rich Hill admits that he stepped off the mound to give the Dodgers fans an extra beat.
Shout out
to boo Gurriel. Love the move.
Love it. Love the move because it's like he's like 37 years old. Because when I thought that Gurriel was going to get suspended in the World Series and then he didn't, I was like, someone's going to drill this dude in the ribs.
Right.
Rich Hill steps off the mound so that everyone can boo him. It's like your dad telling you that he's disappointed in you. He's not mad.
It is a dad move. It's just like, sit there, stand in that batter's box for a minute and think about really what you've done. Mm-hmm.
Dodgers are up 8-1 tonight in the eighth inning. Does Gurriel get drilled?
Yes. He should.
That would be a great moment.
But, all right, but let's say 4-1.
Nope.
5-1.
Nope.
I think it has to be more than 4.
See, okay. So 6-1, he gets drilled.
I think 6-1 in the eighth.
Tex said he wants like first at bat.
6-1 in the eighth. 6-1 in the eighth, one out.
Not the not the way this series is.
Who's pitching? Is it a guy that could just completely
unravel? Kershaw.
Oh yeah, fuck yeah.
Kershaw's gonna drill.
Nails in the post.
Yeah.
You absolutely, the way this series has gone, you cannot put anybody on base that you don't need to put on base.
I would love to see though. Like I don't even know what are you guys rooting for tonight?
I don't know. I feel like I don't really have a rooting interest, but I feel like the best story is obviously Houston.
I owe it to anybody who beats the Yankees in my mind, so I'm rooting for the Astros.
See, I think the best story is Clayton Kershaw.
Being a
bum. I mean, like if
like coming in and like either closing it out or getting out of.
So we debated this. What would Kershaw need to do to make this like a signature game?
I think you'd have to pitch. I'd either have to close the game.
5 innings.
So you'd have to pitch like 8-9.
No.
I think he needs to pitch like 4 innings.
Yeah.
Like, I think he needs to pitch like half the game.
I'm saying either close the game, like just say he comes in 8 and he's like just strikes out the side and they're like, we're going to throw him back out there 9. Or in a one-run game, or he has to pitch like 4 or 5 innings.
I honestly, to like really shift his legacy and like the vibe around him, I said, come in with like the bases loaded and nobody out and like get out of it. Pitch 4 innings. And drive in, like, maybe the game-winning run.
And we were talking
otherwise,
about, like,
he's still a bum.
He has to pitch, like, the final 4 or 5 innings and shut it out. I still don't think that, even if they did have that situation, they would still give the ball to Jansen in the ninth
because
he deserves to be on the
If you had,
after
like,
the year
bum
that he
closer
had,
or something.
Yeah, after the year that he had, like, he's going to get the final out if they have a lead.
The most interesting storyline tonight is, I would say Yu Darvish has, like, the shortest hook in the history. Like, they're going to take him out. I wouldn't trust him at all.
I mean, up until that start against Houston, what was that, game three?
I'd take him out.
He was very good.
I'd let him go one time through the lineup and then take him
out. No matter what.
Probably. And then bring in Wood's better.
Hook. When you have everyone ready to go, like, yeah, there's going to be a quick hook on both sides. I don't think
But I don't think that you need to hook him, like, until he's in trouble. You obviously don't want to wait till it's too late.
I feel like Darvish is going to get in trouble. I don't know. I just have a feeling he's going to get in trouble fast.
What about your boy McCullers out there warming up probably right now? Still out there.
Yeah, or how about Morrow pitching fucking every single game.
Literally
that guy's arm's going to come fall off.
Last little storyline here. That fan who missed that home run ball with the glove. And then it hit that chick like right in the
gut.
Did
it go through the glove though?
No, I think he just
whipped it
through the glove. What is it?
It looked like it went through the glove.
Yeah, what is it? The Tommy Lasorda glove?
Yeah. I mean that ball.
You've never seen a ball go through a glove before,
and not continue to like whack someone in the stomach at like full speed.
Once in a while.
Okay, so why is that so outlandish?
So frustrating to talk.
If you fucking watch the,
it didn't go through the glove.
It looked like it went through the glove.
It just went like right over the tip, and it just smashed that girl right in the stomach. If you're gonna bring a glove. And you got a home run ball hit like right at you. See, that's why I don't even want to bring a glove because now you have like pressure on you to catch the ball.
Oh yeah, you have to catch the ball if you have
a
glove.
If you drop a ball with your bare hand, it's like whatever. If you have a glove and it's like hit right at you and you drop it, you're an asshole.
I was just thinking moments like this, like Zach Campbell's just so mad.
Oh yeah. He would do anything. Where has he been?
Yeah.
I don't think he has been.
That's wild.
I think World Series tickets are just
He's trying to lay low. What was his last controversy that he got in the mix of?
No, he didn't reach over. He played it perfectly. He was like an invisible line, like a dog with an invisible collar, making sure that he didn't, go over the fence at all in a playoff game.
Debatable.
He fucking respects the game, dude.
Does he?
Yeah, he does.
Predictions.
He's a bigger baseball fan than you.
What do you got?
I like the Dodgers.
Zach Campbell's a bigger baseball fan than you.
Okay.
You don't think so?
Who's the bigger baseball nerd?
Weirdo. I mean him.
Who's the bigger weirdo?
Me.
Well, self-awareness, I like
who
it.
Who respects the troops more?
Definitely me.
I don't know about that one.
Oh, my God.
What a move.
What is that?
What a move.
Is that your name?
No.
Let me see.
No.
Okay.
It's my grandfather's.
Okay, all right, that's fine. I thought that was, like, you are the type of guy who'd be like, dog tag with my name on it.
So you respect, definitely like, not.
The troops.
That's actually badass.
Thank you.
Yeah.
He was a badass.
I don't know about that.
You wouldn't wear a fucking dog tag with your grandfather's name on it? I would in a second.
Yeah, I've done that.
That's fucking badass.
All right. I'll allow it.
Thank you.
Okay. Moving on from
football. You can keep it, man.
Thank you. Appreciate that.
Moving on from baseball.
Wait, what was our prediction? Sorry.
Dodgers.
Dodgers.
No. I don't know. I want the Astros. I just got a feeling that the Dodgers are going to get this done.
Nice. So you're saying Dodgers?
Nice take, official
Jared.
That prediction.
Was a little Jared.
No. It's what I want versus what I think is going to happen. Okay. You have to just predict.
So
you can't be wrong.
You're doing a Jared.
You can't be wrong. Be like, oh well, my gut said this, but my heart said that, so my brain used this.
So wait a minute. You realize how fucking annoying that sounds? Huh?
Yeah.
I've never actually done that.
Yes, you have. It's a coin flip game. The Yankees should win, but the Twins are gonna. I would take the Twins.
I think that Kershaw is gonna pitch well in relief, and the Dodgers are gonna win.
I think the Dodgers are gonna win as well.
Yeah, and just game seven at home. What's so weird is that like, it's like a 5 o'clock start for a game seven.
Yeah, I know.
Imagine that, like you're getting out of your dumbass job, you gotta race to the stadium and be juiced up for a game seven.
You don't go, if seven. You have a ticket to this game, you don't do go not work. Go to work. Yeah.
Well, we'll talk about what you do when you go to the game and the after show, if you have tickets to the game. But first we gotta talk about the Browns. Just another wrinkle in Browns incompetence that I just absolutely love. They made their big blockbuster trade for AJ McCarron. Celebrating, partying, and they just didn't call the trade in time. I was just saying how I think that, this is more of like a miscommunication, but I have this vision of them like popping bottles and like partying with strippers, and they just like woke up the next morning like, oh fuck, we missed it by 12 hours.
It was like YP was saying, like it literally sounds like a fake sports story.
Yeah.
Like you cannot be, it would be one thing if any other franchise in professional sports, but if you're the Browns and you have the reputation of literally being shitty year after year, and it's like a big deal if you win one fucking game.
A game.
Like, and you pull something like this, I don't know how you can come back from that.
It's a self-fulfilling prophecy.
It is.
They just, you expect them to do shitty, like, fucked up things, and then they do it.
And the fact that it was all over AJ McCarron.
AJ McCarron, that's the craziest part. It's AJ McCarron.
It's not like they made this move for, like, you know, fucking Garoppolo or something.
He's the same dude that they have. Yeah. They have three AJ McCarrons on their roster right now. Like, what are they doing?
They're so bad.
I would love to get, like, an eye in the sky like we have here, like, in that front office. To see, like, how did this happen? Like, I want to.
Well, you know what it is? I know how it happened.
Not only how it happened, but once they realized what had happened, to go from, like, yeah.
What now?
They filled their front office with a bunch of baseball nerds. That's how it happened.
Yeah, baseball nerds don't fuck up like that.
Dude, they actually,
it was
I saw.
It was DePodesta, right?
Yeah, I saw a quote.
Oh, okay, yeah, the Moneyball guy.
I saw a quote the other day. It was like, the Browns are now realizing they probably should have a football guy around.
That was really one of my favorite, dude, like, tweets, when it was like, again, like The Onion wrote it or something like that. Like, the Browns hired Dodgers Moneyball guy DePodesta. Like, what?
Just get a football guy. Just run the ball. Like, you just, you honestly just need, like,
some
football.
Who do you think is a more competent business entity? The Browns or A-Rod Corp?
Oh, A-Rod Corp.
Who do you think does more?
Dude, A-Rod Corp's got UFC gyms all over Florida.
Do you know, like,
we're rehabbing a couple
houses. Have you seen their headquarters yet?
No, I'm going to go down there sometime.
I feel like you're probably going to have an office there sometime.
I'm going to do like a day at A-Rod Corp at some point.
I'm working on it. Work for A-Rod Corp right now.
Yeah, I do.
ESPN and A-Rod Corp. Those are the companies Dan works for. After show. Portnoy says he had tickets to the game, did not
what
go
because
he did not want to deal with the traffic.
This guy sucks.
Dave, like, sucks.
How do you, I mean, like, I understand that, like, the traffic in LA is some of the worst in the entire country, maybe even the world. But if you have the chance to go to a game where a team can clinch a World Series and you have tickets in your hands, how do you just not make that happen? I understand it's not his team, but, like, the chance to see.
Dave sucks. I hear what you're saying, and I would probably go to the game. But I wouldn't really, if there was, like, one or two more obstacles, I'd be like,
ah, he has millions of dollars, so, like, he has access to things that normal people don't have access to in order to make that, the traffic situation less painful.
Flip side, he probably could have done something else that night that was probably more fun than watching two teams that he doesn't even really care about, because he has millions of dollars.
Well, he could have done both.
It's a weird move. Game six, you can kind of play, like, because what happened? He didn't see anyone clinch.
Right, it was just like a
3-1 game. If he passes up
game
seven, that's inexcusable.
Does he have the
opportunity?
I don't know,
but I'm just saying, like, if we see a tweet being like, I didn't want to go to game seven, that to me, if anyone ever offers you game seven to anything,
you go.
You gotta go.
But I'm not gonna be phony here. Like, I've said many times that, like, sitting on my couch can be more enjoyable than sitting in a stadium, particularly for two teams that I don't have a dog in the fight.
But game six would be, I would have to be like, it'd be like, there'd have to be something there, like there's a free buffet. Like, yeah, I'll go.
That's the kicker?
Just dangle some fucking
being
food
honest,
in Dan's
that's
face.
That's probably the kicker.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, free food, free booze. I mean, Jared just wants to go there and, like, score the game. And just sit there and be like,
I mean,
F9.
It's like, this is, people, depending on how this ends, it could be anticlimactic. Either way, people are going to look back at this as one of the most exciting World Series of all time.
Yep.
But if you had the chance to go to this game seven and you pass it up, like,
game
you can't
seven,
even call
we totally agree.
Player.
I don't need food for game seven. Game seven is a no brainer. I'm saying game six, I'm with Kevin in that I would lean going. But if I pulled up my like the maps and it was like 2.5 hours to Dodger Stadium, I'd be like,
If it was like a bad seat, traffic, and like, well, I guess the weather is never an issue out there. But if there was enough bothering me, I'd be like, I'm gonna just sit here in my hotel and masturbate.
Who you're going with?
You could take a helicopter.
You can't. Dave,
I don't think
Dave's
not
rich in LA,
that rich.
And he's not rich in LA either.
Yeah,
he could afford a helicopter ride.
I don't know. He's got a gambling problem.
True. Well, he's retired again.
Right.
He is retired. Can you take a helicopter to the Dodgers?
Yeah, like, where would you even park?
Like, I would imagine that there's
not a thing.
Figure it out.
Yeah, like
no trying to tell me
like we're gonna just fly over Chavez Ravine and like Dave's gonna rappel onto
fucking
mound.
You MJ it like from Space Jam. You just fucking get dropped
at center.
Yeah.
I feel like you.
That's your dad you're talking about.
I feel like it's a no fly zone. You can't just fly over stadiums like that, can you?
That's the rundown. We're done here.
Is Tex doing an electric chair?
Tex, mate, I think the idea
tune
is
in.
Like, I think if something is like going down.
Got it.
The only thing I don't want tonight is like, you know, the ALCS, 2004 ALCS where the game was over in like the third.
That game
That's
was
the only
awesome.
Thing. Yeah, for us, but
great.
I just want it to be, this series needs to be, game seven needs to be
we
good.
Need
to
walk off.
We
need
to
walk off.
I just want it to be like tense. If this somehow, after
so
everything
awesome.
Is anticlimactic, it's going to be
you know
like,
who's
going to
hit the walk off?
Oh,
this is going to piss you off. Chase Utley.
Oh, I was thinking that. I keep thinking that whenever I see that stupid little fucking swing where his arms don't move.
Chase Utley's
going to hit dumb little sidearm throws. I fucking hate
it's gonna
Chase
be
Utley.
A, it's going to be like 306 feet.
Yeah. Let me tell you something. Last night when they were reviewing that slide, like they were, I was like, if they fucking overturn this,
yeah,
I'm
Chase Utley
riot.
Will do something tonight. Yeah, he'll, yeah.
So, that, if Chase, that happens, that will crush me.
Chase Utley is going to hit a walk-off.
Too bad.
God, I hate that guy.